Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
I'm truly honored in Jesus' name to be before you on this day, for this truly is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice. I said rejoice and be glad in it. I'm truly honored in Jesus' name on tonight. We have a house full this evening, and I truly thank God for that. Amen. God bless you, Brother Brett. Amen. God bless you out there, Brother Eddie. Amen. God bless you, Minister Andrew. God bless you in the name of Jesus. God bless you, Sister V, hallelujah. God bless you, all those listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter. Praise God. Bishop Trout, God bless you out there in the name of Jesus. And Los Angeles, California, God bless you. Amen. We thank you for those that are out there in Canada, those listening in Jamaica, praise God. Those are in Malaysia, and praise God, East Korea. Amen. We truly give God praise, honor, and glory for on today. Amen. We come forth again, continuing to read the Word of God out of the King James Version. Amen. I want again want to thank each and every one of you that are joined in with us on today. Praise God. We have 323. We have 217. We have 708. Amen. We have 618. Hallelujah. And those are the area codes amongst a few others that we have that are here today. And we thank God for each and every one of you. We want to acknowledge you because we want to mention you in our prayer in the name of Jesus. But before we go any further, I want to give God all praise, honor, and glory. For once again, I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, praise God, where once again I give God that honor and praise, but yet too I also honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, praise God. I also thank God in the name of Jesus for those like Minister Andrew Orlander who does come forth bringing the word, which he will be coming forth soon, amen, with the powerful anointing, praise God, as he continues to stay encouraged in the word of God. Lady Diane, praise God, she's coming forth as well, and we're going to understand and praise God and give praise for him, for he's allowing us to continue to come forth with the word of God, with effectiveness and truth. I want to first also pray for those that are in need and that are having difficult times financially and even with their health. We want to remember those that are sick and shut in, as well as those that are incarcerated in our jails and our prisons, or even in those boot camps or youth prison facilities. Let's keep them in prayer as well. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we come before you on this evening time, our Lord, we want to say thank you. Thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy, Lord. We thank you for looking past all of our faults to provide our every need, God. We thank you because we know, God, that without you, we can do nothing. Yet with you, by you, and for you, God, we can give all praise and know that we can do all things through Christ. Hallelujah, which gives us strength. And it's in that, Lord, by that and for that, that we give you that praise. For you are God all by yourself, the one, the numero uno, the great I am that I am. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same God that freed the Israelites out of bondage. We thank you, God, for freeing us out of our situations on today. We know, God, that you're able, and we turn it over to you. All sicknesses and diseases, we speak healing in the name of Jesus. As you acknowledge, Father God, that he was wounded for our iniquities, he was bruised for our sins, and the chastisement of peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And we thank God for the chastisement in the name of Jesus on today. We thank you, asking that you forgive us of our sins, no matter how great or how small. We pray that you bless our finances, Lord God. Bless our children, Lord God. Bless our wives and bless our husbands and our relationships. We pray for those that are in jails, prisons, boot camps. We pray for those that are in the situations of a drug addiction, Lord, praying for deliverance upon them. We pray, Lord God, for financial blessing upon someone who's in need. We pray for that child that does not have a mother or does not have the father, that they may be in an orphanage or somewhere away from their family. We pray for them as well. We thank you, Lord God, for the commitment and dedication in which you've given us on today. For as you mentioned, your word, Father God, brings forth the faith, which comes by hearing your word. And we trust that hearing your word on today, someone's faith will be strengthened. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, let your spirit reign through these phone waves, Lord God. Let your spirit reign through the computer fiber optics, Lord God. We pray, let your anointing move in Jesus' name. Lord God, we thank you. We give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Once again, praise God. We continue forth out of the gospel according to Mark. Praise God. We're going to continue reading with the anointing And we trust that you stay with us on today. God bless you. Let us read. Mark chapter 1. Let us read.
The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. John did baptize in the wilderness and preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. And there went out of him all the land of Judea and they of Jerusalem, and were all baptized of him in the river of Jordan, confessing their sins. And John was clothed with camel's hair and with a girdle of skin about his loins, and he did eat locusts and wild honey, and preached, saying, there cometh one mightier than I after me, that lesseth whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose. I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in Jordan. And straightway coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens opened, and the Spirit like a dove descended upon him. And there came a voice from heaven, thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And immediately the Spirit driveth him into the wilderness, and he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted of Satan, and was with the wild beast, and the angels ministered unto him. Now after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye, and believe the gospel. Now, as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said unto them, come ye after me, and I will make you to become fisher to men. And straightway they forsook their nets and followed him. And when he had gone a little further, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who also were in the ship mending their nets. And straightway he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the ship with their hired servants and went after him. And they went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day he entered into the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority, and not as the scribes. And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, let us alone! What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to distress? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God.
Jesus rebuked him, saying,
Hold thy peace, and come out of him.
And then the unclean spirit had torn him, and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. And they were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, What thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commandeth he even the unclean spirit, and they do obey him. And immediately his fame spread abroad throughout all the region around about Galilee.
And forthwith, when they were come out of the synagogue,
they entered into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever, and anon they tell him of her. And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. And immediately the fever left her, and she ministered unto them. At evening, when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased, and them that were possessed with devils. And all the city was gathered together at the door, and he healed many that were sick of the divers disease, and cast out many devils, and suffered not the devils to speak, because they knew him. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went up and departed into the solitary place, and there prayed. And Simon and they that were with him followed after him. And when they had found him, they said unto him, All men seek for thee.
And he said unto them,
Let us go into the next town, that I may preach there also. And therefore come I forth. And he preached in their synagogues throughout all Galilee, and cast out devils. And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved in compassion, put forth this hand and touched him, and saith unto him, I will be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him.
And he
straightly charged him, and forthwith sent him away, and saith unto him, Say thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded for the testimony unto them. But he went out, he began to publish it much, and to blaze abroad the matter, and so much that Jesus called no more opening enter into the city, but was without in desert places, and they came to him from every quarter.
Mark chapter 2.
And again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. And the straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they came into him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born afore. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they recovered the roof, uncovered where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he saith unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But there was certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, Why doth this man thus speak blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately, when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, Why reason ye these things in their hearts? Whether is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, Thy sins be forgiven thee? Or to say, Arise and take up thy bed and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, he saith to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, Arise and take up thy bed and go thy way into thy house. And immediately he rose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God. We never saw it on this fashion. He went forth again by the seaside, and all the multitude restored unto him. And he taught them, and as he passed by, he said, Levi, the son of the Alphaeus, sitting at the receipt of custom, and said unto him, Follow me. And he arose and followed him. And it came to pass that as Jesus sat at meat in his house, kings and sinners sat also together with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many, and they followed him. And when the scribes and the Pharisees saw him with publicans and sinners, they said unto his disciples, How is it that he eateth and drinketh with publicans and sinners? When Jesus heard it, he saith unto them, They that are whole have no need of a physician, but they that are sick. I come not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And the disciples of John and the Pharisees used, and they came to say unto him, Why do the disciples of John and the Pharisees fast, but they disciples fast not? And Jesus said unto them, Can the children of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then shall they fast in those days. No man also seweth a piece of new clothes on an old garment, else the new piece that filled it up taketh away from the old. And the rent is made worse. And no man putteth new wine unto old bottles, else the new wine doth burst the bottles, and the wine is spilled, and the bottles will be marred. And the new wine must be put into new bottles. And it came to pass that he went through the cornfields on the Sabbath day, and his disciples began as they went to pluck the ears of corn. And the Pharisees said unto him, Behold, why do they on the Sabbath day that which is not lawful? Have ye never read what David did when he had need? He was a-hungered, he and they that were with him. How he went into the house of God in the days of Abiathar, high priest, and did eat special bread, which is not lawful to eat, but for the priest, and gave also to them which were with him. And he said unto them, The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. Chapter 3.
And he entered again into the synagogue, and there was a man there which had a withered hand, and they watched him, whether he would heal him on the Sabbath day, that they might accuse him. And he saith unto the man which had the withered hand, Stand forth. And he saith unto them, Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath days, or to do evil, to save life, or to kill? But they hold their peace. And when he had made and looked round about on them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts, he saith unto the man, Stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored whole as the other. And the Pharisees went forth and straightway took counsel with the Herodians against him, how they might destroy him. But Jesus withdrew his disciples to the sea, and a great multitude from Galilee followed him, and from Judea, and from Jerusalem, and from Idumea, from beyond Jordan. And they about Tyre and Sidon, a great multitude, when they had heard what great things he did, came unto him. And he spake to his disciples that a small ship should wait on him because of the multitude, lest they should throng him. For he had healed many, and so much that they pressed upon him for to touch him, as many as had plagues and unclean spirits. When they saw him, fell down before him and cried, saying, Thou art the Son of God. And he straightly charged them that they should not make him known. And he got up into the mountain and called it unto him who he would. And they came unto him, and he ordained 12, and they showed should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach and to have power to heal sickness and to cast out devils. Simon, he surnamed Peter, and James, the son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, and he surnamed them Barnabas, which is the son of thunder.
and Andrew, and Philip, and Bartholomew, and Matthew, and Thomas, and James, the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, and Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, which also betrayed him, and they went into the house. And the multitude cometh together again, so that they could not so much as eat bread. And when his friends heard of it, they went out to lay hold on him, for they said, he is beside himself. And the scribes which came down from Jerusalem said, they have Beelzebub, and by the prince of the devils casteth he out devils. And he called them unto him, and said unto them, how can Satan cast out Satan? And if the kingdom be divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan rise up against himself and be divided, he cannot stand, but hath an end. No man can enter into a strong man's house, spoil his goods, except he will first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. Verily, I say unto you, all sins shall be forgiven unto the sons of men, and blasphemies wherewith soever they shall blaspheme. But he that shall blaspheme against the Holy Ghost hath never forgiveness, but it is danger of eternal damnation, because they said, he hath an unclean spirit. There came them his brother and his mother, and standing without sent unto him, calling him, and the multitude sat about him, and they said unto him, behold thy mother and thy brother without seek for thee. And he answered them, who is my mother or my brother? And he looked round about on them which said about him, and said, behold, my mother and my brother, for whosoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brother and my sister and my mother. Mark chapter 4. And he began again to teach by the seaside, and there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into the ship and sat in the sea. And the whole multitude was by the sea on the land, and he taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in his doctrine, hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And some fell on stony ground, and immediately it sprung up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded not fruit. And others fell on good ground, and did yield fruit, that sprang up and increased, and brought forth some 30, and some 60, and some 100. And he said,
say unto them,
he that hath ears to hear, let him hear.
And when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked of him a parable.
And he said unto them,
unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables, that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven them. And he said unto them, know ye not these parables? I know them. Will ye know all parables? The sower soweth the word, and these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and take away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise which are sown on strong ground, who when they have heard the word immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. These are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in, choke the words, and it becometh unfruitful. And these are they which are sown on good ground, but hear the word, and receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100-fold. And he said unto them, is it a candle broke to be put in a bushel or the bed, and not to be set on the candles? For there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested, neither shall anything keep secret, but that it should come abroad. And any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And he said unto them, take heed what ye hear. With what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear shall more be given. For he that hath, and him shall be given, and he that hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he hath. And he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground, and should sleep and arise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself first, the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth it in sickles, because the harvest is come.
And he said,
What good shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or with what comparison shall we compare it? A grain of mustard seed, which when it was sown in the earth, is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. But when it is sown, it groweth up and becometh greater than all herbs, and shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. And with many such parables spake he the word unto them, as they were able to hear it. But without a parable spake he not unto them. And when they were alone, he expounded all things to his disciples. And the same day, when the evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass over to the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and thou were also with him other little ships. And thou rose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat up to the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and say unto him, Master, cast thou not that we perish? He arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased. And there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? Then ye feared exceedingly, and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Chapter 5. And when they came over unto the other side of the sea, unto the country of the Gadarenes, and when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him and cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thy Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, come out of the man, thy unclean spirit. He said unto him, what is this name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion. For when we are many, and he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now, that was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding, and all the devils, send us into the swine, that we may enter into them.
And forthwith Jesus gave them a leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine. And he heard, ran violently down the steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000 and were choked into the sea. And they that fed the swine fled, told it in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what it was that was done. And they came to Jesus and say, see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. And when he was come into the ship that had been possessed with the devil, prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit, Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him. All men did marvel. And when Jesus was passed over again by ship to the other side, which people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea, and behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him, and thronged him. A certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, come into the press behind the touch his garment. But she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that she had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, oh, touch my clothes. The disciples said unto him, thou seest that multitude thronging thee, and saith thou, who touches me? And he looked around about to see her, but he had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said, I made thee whole. Go in peace and the whole of thy plague. While he yet spake that came from the ruler of the synagogue, how certain, which said, thy daughter did. Why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, but believe. And he suffered no man to follow him. See, Peter and James and John, the brother of James, and he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and saith to the tumult and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he saith unto them, why make ye these ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he touched the father and the mother and the damsel, and them that were with interest in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Talitha kumi, which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. The damsel rose and walked, but she was of age of 12 years. And they were astonished with a great astonishment. And he charged them straightly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. Amen. That's going to conclude the reading of Gospel Mark, chapter 6, or chapter 5, I'm sorry. And we will pick up again on Monday. Amen. Everyone have a safe and prosperous and wonderful weekend. And remember, we love you with the love of God, and we'll be back again on Monday. God bless you.